the region's three major institutions of higher learning are combining forces for a bid to land a $15 million information technology workforce development grant. Illinois Central College President Dr. Sheila Quirk Bailey talks to WCBU's Tim Shelley about the proposed Hired IT Workforce Accelerator project.
This is a grant that would address the regional workforce gaps in IT, and that's all the way across the spectrum, which is why we have two local universities as partners, as well as our local community-based organizations. So this is a grant available from the federal government, from the EDA, and what it's aimed at doing is to help communities develop the workforce they need as a recovery mechanism coming out of COVID. So what we currently are doing now is we have a survey out there that we'd like businesses to complete, because obviously we want to make sure that what we submit to help our region is actually the needs of the companies. But this grant would provide free certifications to students from high school, so think dual credit, and those just entering the workforce, those who are have entry-level jobs currently in IT who need to upskill, as well as, which is exciting and why we have our university partners, is there may be people out there with four-year degrees who don't have the job opportunities that there are in the IT sector, so then they would use this money to retrain for free through either Bradley or Eureka. Right now, short-term, so don't think another four-year degree, but short-term training certifications in IT, so then they can enter that industry.
So when we say IT, what kind of jobs specifically are we talking about? I think a lot of people hear IT and they just think, oh, somebody who works with computers, but there's a lot to it.
You know, that's a great question. So this can cover a lot of different forms of information technology. So think in terms of basic networking, think in terms of programming languages of any different variety. Think in terms of cybersecurity, which there's a huge need for right now, making sure that from individual devices to networks, right, all remain secure. The other thing we can do with this grant is work with individual companies. So let's say they are moving from one version of a software, right, a system, to the next version. We could actually retrain current employees in the industry as long as there's a next level job that comes with that, right? So this isn't training for the new version of Word, but if they're truly changing systems and those jobs will change, we could then provide that training for free to help people qualify for those new jobs, which really can be an quite an issue for companies, right? It's not just the money to do a systems conversion. It's how do you make sure to support your current employees so they have those new skill sets.
So the thing you mentioned about companies saying, I need to fill these jobs and then you train for these jobs. If I'm at a company, how do I get involved in that process?
You know, that is why we are talking this morning. So this all needs to be built to individual company needs, and then we aggregate that to determine what programming to offer. So if you are out there and you're in the IT industry and you represent a company, we would love you to go to the ICC website and then go to the IT Workforce Summit and just type that in at the information box, the search box, and it will bring you to the page which gives you all the background on the project as well as gives you access to the survey. The interesting thing about this grant is it really is full service. So we will be working with local community-based organizations and providing wraparound services. So that could include childcare, that could include bus passes for transportation, that could include tutoring. Really making sure that whatever is somebody's barrier to entering this industry, that this grant, which we would be applying for, we think right now, we haven't seen the need survey, but up to $15 million. So we could provide devices, we could provide Wi-Fi for the home, right, while people are in training. So just taking away all those things that get in the way of somebody moving forward so they can go from where they are, right, to where they'd like to be. And we have all these employers who are interested and have openings now that they can't fill. One of the things we're also looking at is if someone goes to work after they've certified for free, that then they'd make a commitment to the hiring company for at least 1 year. And then we'd also fund off the grant job coaches. So let's say you were one of those folks who had a 4-year degree in liberal arts, and now you've made the transition to an IT environment. That's a very different environment. Mm-hmm. So we would have people to help you make that transition and to help you on the job as needed so you can be successful launching in a new industry.
That's ICC President Dr. Sheila Quirk-Bailey speaking with WCBU's Tim Shelley about a new IT workforce development grant. Survey responses are due by December 7th.